I have a hidden disability. Serious head trauma from a compound fracture of the skull combines with trauma from physical, emotional and sexual abuse by my family of origin. Over the years, it has been labelled and mistreated in several ways, but the fact remains I have several functional impairments. If society had met my needs as traumatised from the outset, I would not have been homeless 6 times, not have been labelled psychiatry, and have been on a higher welfare my entire life. The abusive family concealed my impairment, so my needs were not initially met, and medication given to me as a child for trauma was withdrawn from the market as harmful. Not a good start. To be labelled as disabled is at times to be misconstrued as other and to some less than those who are able. It is easy for the prejudice of those more able or functional to express resentment at the disabled. Some will claim the disabled are lazy or slackers if no visible impairment is readily discernible. Enablement and empowerment look beyond the social construct of disablement and seek to support liberty and autonomy of the individual. To look beyond impairment is to embrace our humanity and basic rights. In a sense, all people are impaired in some way, some less intelligent than others, some less physically strong, some aged, some weakened by illness, some at times vulnerable and unable to control their emotional responses to life's unravelling situations. We are not all equal in ability to face the world, and everybody has issues with coping with life's ups and downs. Compassion for deficit, rather than trying to force people to conform to an ideal of functionality, would seem to be the order of the day. Even compassionate conservatism witnesses that those who are vulnerable or in need should receive assistance to cope with their impairment. Where impairment becomes an issue is when the social construct of disablement comes to undermine the individual's inalienable value as a human being. Disablement is not about specific impairment, but how society treats the disabled person. To view the disabled as weak, defective, less than, or in some way belligerent and needing to be whipped into shape is a sociological prejudice. That exclusion or labelling as other is the prejudice of disablement. Disabled people are diverse and share all the common values and characteristics of what it means to be a human being. Programs that expect the impaired to conform to the goals and responsibilities of the able attack the stability and well-being of people for whom impairment is no fault of their own. Disablement as a social construct is the responsibility of the able. Disablement as a projection of false beliefs and fears of those without impairment is a prejudice to confront. Those with impairments need support, welfare and services, not the judgment of the able as burdens on the taxpayer. Those who through no fault of their own are impaired from achieving security through their own labours have an absolute right to everything an able person has to achieve for employment. There is nothing an abled person can possess or achieve in life that a disabled person should not be facilitated to have also. An impaired person should have access to all the quality of life that an able person has. This requires enablement by the state and civic service provision. A society's moral virtue should not be judged by humanity's greatest achievers, but on how we support and nurture the most needy. Humanity is not a race, not the survival of just the fittest, not a continued conflict of dog-eat-dog or sink-or-swim. There is need for respect, support, equal rights, and provision through welfare to achieve equality for all. So at school, they called me a spaz, and later at college, a loony because I was different. This prejudice continues today. There are people who would like to take my rights to housing and welfare away who have no knowledge of my actual impairment. I receive little support to cope with my impairment, and due to the introduction of semi-privatised NHS trusts by the Tory, have to get support through private therapies. Am I lazy and belligerent, an outsider refusing to conform, or merely alienated by a community that refuses to understand and does not accommodate for my impairment? Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.